This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I want to live in a world where we can make fun of each other to each other's face, make fun of each other and still love each other. I want to live in a world where I can make a mistake as a comedian. I could make a mistake and apologize and everybody's like, hey, that's cool.
I mean, look, we sit here every day and make fun of certain people.
Name one big fat sweaty mess that we might make fun of.
Give me one name.
I can't think of anybody right now.
Right? I can't either.
We tell the
big,
truth about
fat sweaty just really bad human beings.
So fatty,
no
sweats
values.
Gravy. Yeah.
Yes.
I can't think of anybody like that right now.
Not a soul.
Darn it.
But the point is, if you made fun of someone like, let's say, Jeffy, and then found out the reason he looks like he does was some glandular awful thing, you might feel bad about it. You might apologize. You might do what you can to make it right. But you shouldn't have to know his medical history before joking. And so what should Sam B do?
That's right.
She did all three of those things. She felt bad. She apologized. And she did what she could to make it right.
Well, what she should do is never joke.
Right. That's exactly what people...
You should not joke.
Right. And you know what? What's frustrating, I think, to conservatives is not that Samantha Bee made a joke. It's that every liberal would hold the same standard to a conservative if they got caught in the same moment. And that's what's frustrating. But, I mean,
we have to
stand up and take the other side and defend. That's the right thing.
This is why I'm not defending her, because she's a friend. Politically incorrect. Bill Maher. Remember the heat I took for defending Bill Maher right after 9/11 when he said, well, at least their fighters have courage, not like ours. And remember, that was obscene and offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I went on the air at the time of 9/11 and said, what part of politically incorrect do you not understand? What part of comedy, politically incorrect comedy, do you not understand? You may not like it, but that's the name of the show. Defended him. I will defend anyone as long as their intent, and I will try to take them at their word until they prove me wrong. What was the intent of this reporter on the Sam B show? It was to do comedy, and it certainly wasn't to make fun. He didn't know that the guy had cancer. Let's go make fun of the cancer kid. And if you want to dogpile on that, then know that you are no better than the PC police and all of the people that shut us down. Somebody said to me, why has your show changed so much? One of the reasons? Because everything we said was taken out of context, and no one would ever give us a break on comedy. So how many times have you read Glenn Beck wants to choke Michael Moore to death or beat him to death with a shovel? If you ever listened to those breaks, it was all in jokes. They were all jokes. They were all things that the left can say. We could never say any of those things. So they just took all the comedy weapons away from us and made us into, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. Let's not be the things we despise.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you as excited about your kids being online on the internet as I am? I feel like I'm always playing catch up with the latest apps and sites that my kids have access to. All the good and all the bad is always there, but I'm not always there. That's why I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. Hero is a high-tech tool that helps you stay ahead of the game. Activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, monitored, and even tracked via GPS from one easy dashboard that you have. You can adjust all your filters. Material that might be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child. It works on all of your devices, including your mobile. It's easy to set up, intuitive to use, and it stays up to date with ever-changing technology. It's going to make the internet in your house appropriate by your standards, not what society says. So enjoy the good and block the bad. Go to blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.